Tonight, James makes copious amounts of meth, Mike bleaches his asshole, and the show gets completely derailed.
James from StrawPunk.com.
And this is his co-host, Couch Potato Mike.
Couch Potato Mike.
Yeah, Couch Potato Mike.
You got too much couches in your throat?
That was not couches. That was not couches. It was not couches at all.
And on that bombshell, we'll begin the show.
How are you doing, bro?
Not bad. I went to try to take off the trash this morning. I found out they don't open till 9 on Saturday.
Yeah, it's kind of a pain in the ass. I don't think they open until like 1 or 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah. So, I got an order of smart drugs in a few weeks ago, and I decided to take, all of them.
What the fuck, dude?
Yes, I took one serving of each of them. And I made it, I put it into a glass of water and chugged it, and it was the grossest, foulest, thing ever.
You're trying to make the drug from fucking Limitless. That's
NZT
all you're,
48, yeah.
Yeah, you're trying to make NZT 48. That's all you're trying to fucking do.
Yeah. For those of you following at home, I took choline bitterate, adrafinil, phenylpiracetam, and... what was the last? Sulbutamine.
Just a smidgen of LSD.
I saw a study that microdosing of LSD can make you smarter. It literally does expand your mind. Like, they weren't joking in the 60s when they said LSD and mushrooms for that hallucinogenics expand your mind. They really do make you smarter.
Well, yeah, I watched an entire TV show about that called Fringe.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Walter was self-medicating that entire fucking show.
Yeah, so one day, eventually, dear listeners, you may be able to go to your doctor and say, I'd really like a prescription for lysergic acid diazmaline, and they'll give you one.
Yes, that's what LSD stands for, that and Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Yeah. I was taking a piss at Target one time, and came out, and there was like this little 4-year-old blonde girl singing Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I was gonna be like, best mom ever. Oh,
she probably watched that movie with her mom, Across the Universe.
Oh yeah, I was like, what movie? Like Yellow Submarine? That wasn't in there. What were you talking about? And I'm like,
the rock opera essentially they made out of all the Beatles songs.
I think I tried to hate that. No, I did hate that. No, I tried to watch that, but my hatred for musicals kicked in, and I was like, I can't do it, and I had to stop.
Dude, all you need is love.
No, all you need is hate and anger.
Let it be.
It leads to the dark side of the force.
Just let it be.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to have to hold your hand.
Why are the levels so low? Look at that.
I don't know. Maybe because we're sitting 6 feet back from the microphone when we're talking.
Oh. Well, I think it's good. I think it was just being quiet. But anyway, it's all good, bitch. Exfoliate. Exfoliate. We've lost our listeners. So, today...
you say this is a show about survival?
What we have coming up, Mike, can you read my notes here?
Coming up on today's episode, we're going to be talking about apps for smartphones that can really help with the survival type of situation.
Yarp.
We're going to be talking about the entire carrier strike group confront China. Maryland law, and know how Maryland law would ban BB guns and toy replicas.
And a nutrition corner.
17 signs of mold illness.
Yes.
I don't like all the hyphens.
Yeah, well, they're just copied links.
Yeah, I know they're copied links.
Because you still haven't bought a board.
Okay. But before that, a quick brief word from our sponsor. Okay, now let's just jump right into the meat of the show. What's our first news story? I'm sorry, did I derail you, my one frere?
This will come from thefreethoughtproject.com.
I don't believe it.
This won't end well. U.S. just sent an entire carrier strike group to confront China.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So this... What's the date on this? March 4th, so like yesterday.
Oh, God, that was yesterday.
For us time. On Thursday, U.S. Navy announced they dispatched a small armada to the South China Sea, consisting of the John C. Stennis aircraft carrier, two cruisers, two destroyers, and the 7th Fleet flagship. The U.S. is making their mission clear. We are not scared of kicking off World War III. Confirmed by the Navy Times, a standoff has been heating up on both sides. After news in February, the Chinese deployed an advanced surface-to-air missile battery to the Paracel Islands, U.S. Pacific Command head Admiral.
Oh, there you go.
You're dumb. It's the
Navy. Oh yeah, Adam. I'm the dumb one.
Yes, administrator. No, we're deranking you, Admiral. He's like, the Pacific, I am no administrator.
The Pacific Command head, Adam Harry Harrison.
What a bad name, Admiral Harry Harrison. Harry Harrison told lawmakers that China was militarizing the South China Sea.
In my opinion, China is clearly militarizing the South China Sea, like that guy just said. Harris testified on February the 24th, you'd have to believe in a flat earth to believe otherwise. B.O.B. believes otherwise.
Yes.
However, China is not the nation sending warships halfway across the globe in a clear attempt to provoke a fight. While China is no saint, they are not the country with nearly 700 military bases in dozens of countries across the globe who've been responsible for the total destruction of multiple nation states in just the past decade. The reason the Chinese have shown a military presence in the region is due to the nature of the dispute over who lays claim to the Paracel Islands chain. The Paracel Islands, also known as Zisha in Chinese, and
pretty Huang... sure that's pronounced Xisha.
Zisha. Xisha. Shishao, by the Shishao, Hua, in Chinese, and Hoang Sa in Vietnamese, is a group of islands, reefs, banks, and other maritime features in the South China Sea. It is controlled and occupied by the People's Republic of China and also claimed by Taiwan and Vietnam. This dispute over who lays claim to the region dates back decades, and physical violence has erupted between the disputing parties on multiple occasions, as recently as 1974. However, since then, dispute has remained peaceful. Until now.
The U.S. is attempting to claim the Chinese presence in that region is a new conflict, and are touting strawmen such as closed trade routes as a reason for flexing their military sway. But there's no evidence that the trade will be affected at all. No country in their right mind would hinder its ability to export, and China shows no signs of halting exports anytime soon. Stating the obvious, Fu Ying, I bet he cuts people's head off with a guillotine.
Yeah.
Fu Ying, a spokesman for the Chinese National People's Congress, said, the accusation that China is militarizing the region can lead to a miscalculation of the situation. If you take a look at the matter closely, it's the U.S. sending most advanced aircraft and military vessels to the South China Sea. Defense Secretary Ash Carter.
Gotta catch them all, Pokemon.
Oh, I was thinking more like Evil Dead, but I mean. Oh,
I have kids.
Yeah, you play it. Ash Carter seems hell-bent on escalating the situation on Tuesday. Carter, in an evident failure of logic and confirming Ying's statement, warned China to halt their militarization of the region, and or the U.S. will further militarize the region. So if you don't demilitarize, we will militarize more than we've already militarized because you're militarizing.
The U.S. just needs to mind its own fucking business.
Yarp.
Backing up Ying's claims about the U.S. militarization, Carter noted that the U.S. is unafraid of increasing military deployments to the Asia-Pacific region and would spend nearly $425 to pay for more...
$425 million! We'll pay like $400, dude! God.
$125 million to pay for more joint military exercise with countries that threatened by fucking Beijing. China must not pursue militarization of the South China Sea, Carter said in a speech in San Francisco. Specific action will have specific consequences. As the global economy teeters on the edge of collapse, the U.S. has ramped up its saber-rattling. Not only with China, but with the Russians as well. What the fuck? The Russians? While America spends more on war than anyone else in the world, the idea that they can take on China and Russia simultaneously is deadly insane.
All these fake names. Matt Agarist. Agarist is not your last name.
Yeah, fucking take on Russia and China at the same time. Yeah, ask Hitler how that fucking strategy worked out when he tried to take on the U.S. and Russia at the same time.
Yeah.
You can't take on two heady enemies like that. The U.S. is stupid. They're like, oh, they've got a bunch of fucking military vehicles over there minding their own fucking business. Let's go threaten them.
Yeah, I really wish we would just focus on protecting America and just fuck everybody else. I mean, stop looking at porn again!
I'm trying to get that fucking hideous picture off the screen.
Which one are you looking at?
That one.
Oh, the eyebrow thing?
No, not that. I can deal with that. That one.
The fingernail thing?
The toenail thing. It's fucking freaking me out.
Yeah. I don't know. We're just wasting money. I mean, we're wasting like $425 for God fucking sake. Who has that kind of money?
That money could be spent on Doctor Who DVDs. See, now that they've taken it off of Netflix, you know.
Yeah.
I think I might have alienated our only Asian listener.
Yeah, they're going to send a guillotine to decapitate us. They're going to send a guillotine to decapitate us.
And in case you're wondering why he got all squishy with his talk just then, he's now holding his cat.
Yeah.
He's petting his pushy.
Yeah.
All right, what's coming up next?
Oh, I had more to say.
You do? Oh, you do.
Spending... God damn it, what was I going to say?
Something about $425.
I don't know. It seems like the powers of the world that would be... really want another world war. Like, it's like what can we do? It's like two stoned ass motherfuckers in the woods come across a bear in the wintertime that's hibernating, and they're like, how hard can you hit it, brah, before it wakes up and eats us? And they have a stick, and they're like, they're playing like the who can hit the softest game, you know. The one stoner's like, he didn't wake up. And the other stoner has a baseball bat and he slams a bear in the head. I woke him up.
It's kind of one of those things. We should poke it in the nuts. No, poke it in the eye.
Hold my beer.
Oh, my God. Hey, y'all watch this. The hell I can't.
Yeah. Famous last words right there. The hell we can't militarize the South China Sea.
That's basically it in a nutshell right there.
Yeah.
The hell we can't.
The hell we can't.
What are you doing over here? You can't do this without our say-so. We govern the world now.
Yeah. Here, France, hold my beer.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking much. Did,
was it always that white?
What? Yeah, it's always been this white.
No, I thought it was all... Anyway, I'm talking about Mike's eye pooed that I gave him.
I bleach my asshole.
You do bleach it. So next in a news story that'll probably make us furious. I don't know. We haven't read it yet. Maryland. Everything is live reactions.
Okay, Maryland law would make it a crime to own a... fucking BB gun.
You'll put your eye out.
Oh, Jesus. That's probably the name of the
Democratic
fucking...
Democratic course.
That's the bill they're trying to get through Congress. You'll shoot your eye out bill.
Yeah. Maryland lawmakers have proposed a series of new gun control laws. Gun control laws. They say would strengthen a sweeping set of regulations enacted in 2013, including one that would ban... One that would all but ban the possession of air rifles and mini toy guns. The new bill proposed by Baltimore Delegate Jill Carter, damn you Carters, would bar the sale, possession, and or use of so-called imitation firearms, and would impose a $1,000 fine and up to a year of prison for any violation. The bill defines imitation firearms as a toy, a device, or an object that substantially duplicates, or can reasonably be perceived by a firearm or a handgun. There is no so-called grandfather clause. So according to the legislation, anyone who owns a toy gun or an air gun that's defined as an imitator would be violating law.
Carter's bill, dubbed HB0879, would require any toy or air gun be made in bright colors, have a closed barrel, or an obvious stamp with the manufacturer's name or trademark that can be readily identified on its exterior. The bill attempts non-firing collector replicas. Okay, the bill exempts non-firing collector replicas of antique firearms. The new bill is part of a package of anti-gun laws being considered in Maryland's next legislative session, including one that would make muzzleloaders subject to background checks.
What?
And another that would ban any possession of firearms or knives on college campuses in the state. Democratic lawmakers see the bills as closing loopholes left after Maryland's sweeping 2013 gun ban, which barred most AR-15 and AK-47 style rifles and required licenses for the possession of handguns. The legislation is poorly drafted and short-sighted. The NRA said Carter's imitation firearm ban, it will ban the BBE and pellet guns that many parents use to teach their children safe gun handling and marksmanship. A companion bill under consideration in the Maryland Senate would ban the sale or transfer of imitation firearms, but not the possession or use of them. The state legislative session begins March 9th.
And that is it. Wow. Wow. BB guns are a real important step in responsibly teaching children safe gun responsibility and respect. The kids that are taught to respect firearms and use them aren't the little shitheads that grab their parents' firearms that they probably themselves don't know how to use and go shoot themselves or their friends on accident.
Pretty much. But what I was reading out of that, and I might be wrong, but it seems like they're not going to so much ban them as require them to be, like, brightly colored and obviously not a real gun. Which, you know, I would be fine with that. I mean, it still lets you keep the weapons, and it identifies them as not like the fucking rifle that it looks like.
But that eliminates things like the Red Ryder BB gun.
Well, yeah, I guess unless you put, like, bright
orange paint on it. Your wife's dumb BB gun that she has would be illegal.
That's the Red Ryder BB gun.
Well, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, in Maryland, that would be illegal because, I mean, that only has one mark on it that says Red Ryder on the stock, but you can barely see that.
Yeah, I don't...
You know, this kind of reminds me of a few years ago when we were trying to shoot that movie, and we got those fake guns, and then we painted black all over the orange.
Yeah, we did. I mean, because they started doing that crap where, like, they all had that, like, the orange muzzle on the end.
Yeah, so
which
we just...
looks terrible for making a movie.
So we said, fuck it, and spray painted them.
Yeah. Yeah, now I just have real guns. Well, I don't have any.
But you know something? Even with that regulation, like, say they let them go, but now all the brown parts, all the black parts have got to be, like, bright orange and bright yellow, and obviously says toy somewhere the fuck on it. What's to stop people from, like, having, like, real weapons and just painting them?
Or people just buying them ones and painting them to look not retarded.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure both would be felonies.
Well, no, what's to stop them from fucking painting them to look not retarded would be a fucking felony with $1,000 fine and up to a year in fucking prison.
Exactly.
A year in fucking prison for owning a BB gun.
So I think the real important lesson here is, if you live in Maryland, you're a dumb cunt. You better move. Come to Tennessee. I mean, BB guns.
Technically, I mean, Washington, D.C. was actually, you know, it's right there at Maryland. I mean... It's you know.
The dumb cunts expand outwards. Dumb cuntville.
Yeah, basically Maryland is just a retarded suburb of Washington.
Yeah.
The whole fucking state. I don't care. And it's also fucking weird. Why would you live in a state shaped like that? It doesn't have a fucking shape. It's all weird and fucking looks like it was thrown together in shop class.
Well,
our state's almost a parallelogram.
Yeah, it's a finger pointy. It's like, it's pointing over at, like, North Carolina, like, I got my eye on you, North Carolina.
Yeah, it's
basically, or West Virginia, or whoever is pointing at the finger.
I just like to think of it as like, it's this way to the East Coast.
Yeah, it is.
You want to go to the beach? It's over there.
Yeah.
You just have to go through Mayberry first.
Mayberry.
Where the criminals lock themselves up.
This morning, Serenity described her town of, where does she live?
Bumblefuck.
McMinnville as Mayberry. And I was like, Mayberry on meth?
Yeah, pretty much.
She's like, yeah.
But oh, they, yeah, that's
they
a
only
whole...
ruin their own lives. They don't steal stuff. Like,
oh, my God. Life. I could see Otis fucking stumbling into the fucking jailhouse, teeth all falling out. He only weighs like 90 pounds now.
Oh, my God. Meth is bad, kids. Don't do meth.
Eyebrows scorched off where the lab exploded.
Yeah.
Now, don't do meth.
Weed is good, though. Do weed if you want.
Yeah, you won't hear us speak out against too many, like, illicit drugs, but meth, no. No, stay the fuck away from meth.
I think if you decriminalize all drugs, then people would have better choices than to do meth. Oh, hold on.
Yeah, meth is like hillbilly heroin. It's redneck
crack. Pretty much,
yeah. It's redneck fucking crack.
I was listening to a podcast about a synthetic organic chemist. And he got bored at his day job, and his boss was never around. So, like, his job was, like, once every 30 minutes to go, like, do something to cause a reaction, and then, like, what? So basically the rest of the time, he was, like, free to do whatever he wanted in this fucking lab.
I liked how you mimed that, because you just did the poke with a stick thing, like, you had the hippies with the, cause a reaction,
Okay, good.
Just go, every half hour, he goes and pokes something with a stick.
Yeah.
Then he goes back and reads comic books.
So then he started, like, he started synthesizing his own compounds.
Oh, my God.
And at one point, he got hooked on painkillers.
I think I've seen this show.
So after getting hooked on painkillers, he decided to get himself off of painkillers by synthesizing methadone.
Oh, my God.
And then he had to seek treatment when he was like, he showed up, he's like, hey, I'm a chemist and I made my own methadone, but now I ran out and I'm hurting. Oh, man.
Holy shit.
Yeah, this guy sounds like he lives a life of adventure.
That sounds like he was, like, fucking related to Walter off of Fringe, actually, synthesizing and self-medicating.
Yeah, he then got into, like, sports nutrition, and he was making, like, unbelievable crazy things. Like, he was reverse engineering the doping tests.
Reverse engineering the doping
tests? To make testosterone and, like, steroids would show up on the test.
Oh, holy hell.
Yeah, so they had to start changing tests. Like, there was one that would, like, disappear in the urine when they used... The detection method destroyed it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is fucking all synthesizing shit that fucking gets destroyed by the test that's there to find it. That is fucking dope.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Pun intended.
Yeah, so main topic of the show, smartphone apps for survival. This won't be a comprehensive list because we don't have 5 hours, but...
Guys, there's plenty of good apps out there that can help.
Yeah, and if you know of one that you use, drop a comment in the show notes, which will be drawpunk.com/episode94. No spaces. Episode 94.
God, we're getting ever closer to triple digits.
I know. It should actually be already, but didn't put out extra episodes, and then we missed a week because you were in rehab because you ran out of methadone. Oh, it happens.
It's hard to make it in a fucking high school chemistry level.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially when you have to break into the high school to do it.
Off track. Did you know? Okay, so the big special thing in what was that show about? Crystal meth, Walter White with the cancer and Breaking Bad.
Thank you.
Breaking Bad. So their special thing was blue meth in that show. We're still talking about meth. The meth community reverse engineered that to make blue meth to market it like Breaking Bad meth.
Oh my God.
I don't know how they did it, but yeah, they're like, oh, they
have designer fanboy meth.
How fucked up is that? So yeah, this won't be a list of all of them.
Oh my God.
We'll talk about a few that I use. Mike may contribute with things that he's used. And then there's a couple that I think I might know that I won't list on there. But you have a smartphone, as most of you do. If you have a flip phone, this probably is an episode for you.
You have a flip phone, nigga, kill yourself.
Yeah. First and foremost, why don't you have a compass on there? Most of the new smartphones all have magnetic sensors, so they actually work as a compass. It's software, but it does have hardware in it, so there's a chance that it may go willy wonky.
Or wibbly wobbly.
Or wibbly wobbly and or timey wimey. But it's a good backup. The whole two is one, one is none. If you have a compass, you should also have a compass app on your phone. There's no reason not to.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine it takes a very, very little storage on your phone.
Yeah, I mean, you can find some tiny ones that don't take up any space and have it and use it. So a compass app, obviously for getting lost. Speaking of getting lost, you should have a GPS one.
Oh, yeah.
I think
a lot of smartphones will come with that already built into
them. Yeah, and upgrade it. I know now Google Maps, which is what I've used for years, Google Maps has an option to download your home area so it's accessible without data connection. During a disaster, that could be very, very useful. There's a few times where, like, I was navigating, and I'm like, I am so fucked if I lose reception. Because, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, because it'll still keep doing it, your turns and stuff, as long as you don't have to recalculate. Mm-hmm. If it reroutes, it's like, sorry, you are fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Have you seen that joke that's like, replace your GPS's turn-by-turn voice with Gordon Ramsay?
Oh, my God.
You missed the turn, you bloody fucking idiot! yeah, it was good.
Incidentally, getting a little bit off topic, but staying on topic, Morgan Freeman has now he's now an official voice that you can get for fucking certain GPS systems.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you could actually have Morgan Freeman telling you where to go.
You would never listen. He'd be talking to you, he's like, and that was the longest night of my friend Danny Dufresne's life. And you're like, do I turn?
It's like, and 200 feet, turn left, down a river of shit.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah, GPS, vital. Download your specific areas. And I would download, if you can download directions, like, to your bug out locations to have them. That way you can navigate to them. So, like, to the places you plan to go during a bug out, would be good.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just storing addresses in there. Storing addresses, places you want to go. And if you can download the maps for them, too.
No. Yeah. One good thing we were actually talking about a little bit before the show, and a lot of phones, especially iPhones, come standard with a flashlight on them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was definitely on the list. Most of the Android phones do not come with, but it's on the Play Store. You can dial any number of them. As long as your phone is one of the ones that have a flash in the back that you can turn on the LED on that.
Yeah.
On the ones that don't. So even if you do not, and I remember this, because I've been an Android user since the first Android phone was released.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the G1. I still have my G1, by the way, just as a memoriam sort of.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's upstairs. So if you weirdly have a phone that for some reason doesn't have a flash on your rear-facing camera, there are apps that will turn your screen super white bright.
Hmm.
And it'll turn up your screen as bright as it goes and as pure white as it goes, so you can get... It's not the best light ever, but you can see. Yeah, you can see yourself stumbling through the dark. You know, and the light app that I have right now, whatever it is, you just flashlight app, whatever. Mm-hmm. I really don't want to suggest it because it has a nice interface and it does work and keeps the light on. Some of them click off after a few seconds, and that's kind of annoying. It just has ads on it. It's annoying, and I just get tired of it. So
wait, the flashlight has ads on it?
Yeah, it's called Flashlight.
Okay.
And they pop up occasionally. But yeah, it looks like a flashlight. It has an on-off button. It makes a sound. There's the ad right there.
Yeah, what the fuck?
50% off first aid kit. Shop now.
You're not going to be looking at ads if you actually need this app.
Yeah, and I don't want to accidentally like hit the button and like load it. It's annoying. And it has different modes, whatever. I don't know how to activate them, though.
I did it on accident. It was like.
I still say we need to actually record like video from this show as we do it.
Yeah.
Just so people can watch you thumb like swiping.
Yeah.
I was trying to. There's some way like you can turn strobe mode on and stuff. So different lights have different things.
Oh, strobe mode. That would be awesome. Like if you're out in the wilderness and you just feel like having a fabulous party.
Dance party. Or you're James lost and you're trying to get found.
Or as James would say, oonsie, 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 yeah. Oonsie.
I can't make that sound.
You can make that sound, you just don't know how to separate all the vowels out.
Hence, I cannot make that sound.
Oh.
You know what? I don't think I'll talk about that. That should have been pre-show tick.
You know, that should qualify you for handicap parking. It really should. You should get. I mean, I'd be like, yes, I want to get a handicap placard for my car. What is your disability? Oonsie, 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 oonsie.
Here you go, sir.
Yes, you get one. Not please, for that. Please but never do you're that retarded. Again.
Yeah. So text messages, and there's several different apps. So if there's a disaster, 9/11, you know, hurricane, tornadoes, whatever. The cell lines will be slam packed. You're probably not gonna be able to make a phone call. Your family's will be trying to reach you. The phone lines will be jammed up. Send text to everybody. They will sit there and attempt to send all the time
until they actually do. Yeah.
You know, another thing like people suggested Wi-Fi analyzers. It'll find the locust open Wi-Fi, and then you connect to that, and then you can send like Facebook Messenger or any other like you know emails.
Mm-hmm.
Without jamming up the cell networks.
Now, I'll tell you one thing that I do, because I have both an Android phone, and I also have an iPod, which is just like an iPhone, except you can't make normal phone calls on it. But this thing will save God only knows how many different Wi-Fi locations. Mm-hmm. So basically, every time I'm in a place where I can access the Wi-Fi, I automatically save it, and that way it'll link up to it as soon as it's in range with it, without even me having to ask it to.
Yeah. And speaking of that, another option would be, and one that I thought about doing to possibly extend my cell phone usability would be a lot of companies like Xfinity and UVerse and some other like big companies like that. They have Wi-Fi hotspots set up all across the country, and if you are a subscriber to that, then you can access those Wi-Fi hotspots anywhere. With your password. So if you have that option, you might want to check into it, or they'll actually sell access to those hotspots to people that aren't subscribers. I mean,
that's just good business.
Yeah, I mean, you can do it like paying a little bit, or he's just trying to look out the
window. I know, but it looked like he tripped for a second.
I'm afraid he's going to knock that lamp over and down and move that. We're talking about my cat. So yeah, that would be another thing that, you know, you can sign on to those networks that are open, and they're in some pretty rural areas. rural areas.
Oh, see, another reason you should get handicap parking.
Yeah, and if you're like me and you have T-Mobile that has Wi-Fi calling, that extends your service area, where you have service even more places.
Hells yeah!
Hopefully, they expand their network even more. Next up, I think me and Mike may have played around with this. We did play around with this one day. The Serval Mesh, where you can make phone calls over your own home-created network without any cell phone connection.
Yeah.
And I think I called you on a phone with no SIM card in it all the way out to your driveway before we started losing reception.
Yeah, and that was on a phone that does not get reception. That was on my phone that does not get fucking reception anywhere on that property. The old phone didn't.
Yeah.
Like, my new phone will get a little bit of reception out in the driveway, but it won't get any reception in the house. It's essentially the same phone made by different people. It's an LG. Right. The other one was a Huawei.
So, yeah, Serval Mesh. If you blast enough, like, Wi-Fi across an area, you have your own, like, off-grid communications. It's fairly secure. They'd have to be on your network, on your Serval Mesh network, to be able to listen in on your phone calls in any way. So it's an option for off-grid communication on your homestead or
yeah, especially you know, we're in a group. You know, like you got several people doing, you know, having to do stuff.
Yeah,
at different areas. I mean, it's almost like turning your phones into walkie-talkies.
Exactly, because your phones are walkie-talkies. I mean, the technology is walkie-talkie technology.
No, I mean, well, God, I remember for a while back when I used to work at that one company, they gave everybody phones that had that walkie-talkie button feature on them.
The Nextel talk-to-speak thing. Yeah. The chirp.
And it was really fucking annoying because I'd be in somebody's house setting up medical equipment, and then all of a sudden I'd get a chirp, and they'd be like, "Hey, Mike, are you there?" I'm like, "I am in a person's house, and they are sleeping."
Like, yeah.
Call me back when you get to the van.
Oh, my God.
After a while, they just did a quick squawk, and if you didn't respond, they gave you a few minutes.
Yeah. Annoying. I'm taking a poop.
We actually didn't keep those phones for very long, come to think of it. They got us new phones relatively quickly.
I remember those Verizon ones. I don't remember those Nextel ones at all. Because I remember you having your Verizon, or whatever it was that...
Yeah, that was the Verizon phones were the first ones.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, so Skype. I have Skype installed on all my stuff. Mike, you have Skype installed on your iPod, right?
Yeah.
Like we're saying, if you happen to be able to get like a Wi-Fi connection, then that's another way for you to communicate with loved ones or your survival group or anyone you need to communicate with. And even like even with no service, that's still a way you can communicate. Skype calls, you can pay and have Skype two phone numbers if you want. I mean, that's one way you can – people are working around even having a cell phone. They have or cell phone contract.
Mm-hmm.
They have, you know, that, and they pay the minimal Skype amount and do that. Or
yeah,
there's ways that you can set up your iPhone or your iPod to make actual phone calls through like daisy chaining some apps and stuff. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And you know what? And I never thought I'd say this. Don't overshine fucking social media to an extent. Because of Facebook Messenger this morning, I was actually able to have like a video call with Todd in South Korea.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know North Korea just threatened, or I think they're activating their nuclear warheads or something?
They threatened to. Kim Jong-un or whatever the fuck his name is. Yeah, well, he's dumber than hell. He can't fucking threaten South Korea with a nuclear weapon. It would kill them, too!
I don't think
they're right!
He's going to separate the two countries. He's going to bomb the border and just split it up into a volcanic ash.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, after this, I'll tell you a few things that...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, nothing top secret. I'm not sharing this shit over the podcast.
Yeah. The best place in South Korea for a hooker.
No, for that, we just call Fruit Loop.
Oh, yeah. News apps. Take your pick. There's all sorts of news apps. Whatever you happen to want. You can get them in text message form. Your wife gets messages for like road alerts and stuff, which is another cool thing. Like
she does.
So she knows when like the roads are closed and when it's not safe to go out, like during the winter storm.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it, you know. Or whatever your favorite news thing is. Like I mean, hell, for God's sake, on Google Now, which is weird in the way it predicts things sometimes and kind of freaks me out. It told me the results of the primaries. Like right now, it's presidential primaries today. The weather.
Oh yeah, my new phone has that on it.
Yeah, and it's really, you know, it tells me some of the survival stuff. Some of the stuff I've looked for, it recognizes my behavior and tells me, "Hey, Florida Hillbilly put out a new article." It was like a year, huh?
Damn.
Oh, nice. Call out the Florida Hillbilly.
There you go.
Yeah, because I want to say, like, I remember looking at his website and I was going to pull him off of my roll call thing because it was like a year in between updates. I was like, it was in February and there hadn't been anything since February. And I'm like, a year? Like, So I guess he just finally came back.
I think by his own admission on our interview that he gets kind of lazy about that.
Yeah. I mean,
a year between articles is really fucking.
Yeah. I mean, I have a bunch of friends that let their domains lapse, and I'm at that point, I'm like, yeah, you're – well, maybe they still own the domains, but the website's expired, and I'm like,
You know what you should do when you find out somebody's about to let one of their – just buy it. Just collect all these domains.
I felt like being a dick because I saw that a fellow podcaster lost their domain or just gave it up. They just – it was up for bought. You know, and I almost bought it just to have it and maybe park it or use it or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which is sad because I actually, it wasn't Dan Green. I think he may still have the domain Greening Out.
That's podcast. What I thought you were talking about. No,
it was like the outdoor podcast or something like that. And they let it go and they're doing a new thing on YouTube, but that's sad. I hate when people don't ever go give like $5 hand gibbers if you need to come up with a domain money, for God's sake.
Yeah, and if it's $10, 2 hand gibbers.
I know.
At the same time.
Note apps.
Hand gibber!
Yeah, I think everyone should have note apps on their thing. My favorite, and I've talked about this before, is Evernote, which is what we're reading from right now.
Mm-hmm.
What I like about Evernote is it, and I don't pay for it. This is the free edition. They have some amount of money you can pay for a year for the pro to have fancy schmancy features that we won't even need for this. It syncs, so if I have the Evernote app installed on my phone, I can make changes to this, and the notes will sync to my phone, and I can look at it back and forth. I've suggested that people, like couples and stuff, when one of them goes grocery shopping, keep a shopping list in Evernote so that changes can be made in Evernote that everyone along can see. It makes sense. And you can save notes, you can clip articles, you can do all sorts of stuff in here. Search by tags, which is interesting. So I like Evernote. You can save maps in there. You can save articles that are relevant to survival information. You can save pictures in there. I like Evernote. You can use your built-in note or whatever, but I just like that.
Yeah.
So whatever you want to use.
Mm-hmm.
You know, recipes and all that good stuff.
Now, I just want to say before continuing on with this, because I just think it needs to be said, don't let your apps... I mean, you can get a shitload of really good apps like all the ones we've been talking about. Don't let them replace your actual physical hardware, though. Because all these apps are fantastic. Until something smashes your phone with a rock. And then all your apps are gone. So always have backups. Now let's continue.
Yes, and have insurance on your phone. And have a good case. I mean...
Yeah, but if you're in a survival situation...
These are all backups. And a lot of this stuff just sort of saves weights. Like, you can't always, like... You can't carry a library on your back.
No.
So...
You can't.
A cell phone, I didn't mention it, but the Kindle app on the phone... Amazing. Highly suggest it. Sync all your books to it and read them that way. I like it that way. I have something to read everywhere. So, remember in like 1995 when you pooped in the bathroom, you're like, publicly, you're pooping in a bathroom publicly. You go into the gas station, you take a crap, you're sitting there, you get graffiti to read, you're pooping at home. You don't have your magazine stash in there. You're fucking reading the back of the deodorant. You're like, Diethylamine hydroxyphene. Yeah, okay, yeah.
That's like that fucking
laser is awesome.
It's like that meme I saw earlier. I went to take a poop and forgot my iPhone. I have 27 tiles on my floor.
Yeah. Yeah. Another meme like pooping time, like me with phone or me with Candy Crush, 33 minutes. No Candy Crush, 2 minutes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. I used to read comics while I took a dump. TMI. I'm sorry, guys. And I would read enough comic until my toes went numb. So, like, when you sit on the toilet long enough that your toes start to go numb, it's like, oh, it's time to get up. Yep, wipe now, guys.
I've read
a lot. Like, I've read Fight Club taking shits. Like,
what, the whole book?
Pretty much, yeah. I'd read it like one poop at a time.
I thought you meant you went in there for one poop.
No. Like, it took like a month or two of poops. But note apps. Plant info. There's getting some really good apps that can identify plants based on like taking a picture.
That's awesome.
You basically scan it with your camera and identifies it and tells you whether it's edible or not. I would cross-reference that with a book, or internet forums or something. You always want to be 100% sure, but they're helpful. So I like them. It's still getting a little tricky. The iPhone, from what I saw last time, had a better app that wasn't available on Android, so the iPhone iOS platform had a better one. Hi, Jornio. He wants to play today. Not guides. So... a lot of the survivalists like to make knots. There's guides on different knots to make so that you can, like, check whenever you're making a knot which knot to use. We talked about flashlights. Mike jumped the gun on that. Weather radar, weather apps. And oddly enough, like, I've got a weather app on my phone, but the Google Now weather is more informative. So, you know, and I don't – some people are really into the radar to see what the, you know, the stuff is moving. I usually don't. You can. Depends on what you like or not. Come on, focus here. Focus here, fat man.
Fuck you.
He's too busy laser playing with Jordan.
He's your cat, and he keeps coming up to me for affection. What does that tell you?
He just knows you're a laser guy. So weather radar. Police scanners. I've not had a huge amount of luck in the rural areas with
police
these.
Police scanners.
Yeah, you can have, like, scanner apps now.
Well, I know what a police scanner is, and I've seen the police. But why would that be a good survival tool?
To hear if, like, they're in your area and, like, shooting people. And if there's crime going on. If they're searching for a criminal in your neighborhood. A lot of people like those police scanner apps to sort of, you know, keep abroad of that. We're sending cars out today to get Couch Potato Mike. Fuck, I better leave.
The hell?
I don't know.
If they're coming to get me, I guarantee fucking tea, you're the reason.
Mike's been selling illegal tacos on the illegal taco market. God underground devil. Illegal tacos. And first aid guides, sort of to wrap things up. You can get a lot of comprehensive first aid guides. You can get Kindle versions of first aid books. You can download the e-book PDF where there is no doctor. I think they do a donation thing for, like, some amount of money. Because they do a lot of work overseas to help, you know, people that don't have doctors. And they use their experience to write a book when there's no doctor. Nurse Amy, Dr. Bones, they have a book. You can get that on Kindle, I believe. And that would be a good thing to have on there.
Great people, by the way. Nurse Amy is such a sweetheart. They really helped us out on that one interview.
Oh, yeah, the Ebola episode that wouldn't have came out had they not recorded it and sent us the audio file.
Yeah, that's kind of horrible. We're so ghetto that had to happen, but yeah. They were really... Oh, my God, how many times did they try to record that opening with me asking them the same question repeatedly?
It was so ridiculous.
It was nuts.
Why are we not recording? Yeah, we've had a few... Oh, my God. I almost wanted to release, like, a 2015 blooper reel or something, like...
Oh, God.
God damn it, why isn't it recording?
Of course, we couldn't release that because it wasn't recording.
A lot of stuff is recorded on our end, though.
Oh, fucking nuts.
And, like, Jeff Nimoy. Jeff Nimoy, that interview was so hard to get out, so, I guess, what are we up to time-wise? 47 minutes? Wow, we're right on time to knock out the Nutrition Punk.
Yeah.
Sweet Jesus.
Good times never seem so
17 good. Symptoms of Mold Illness and What to Do If You Have It by Dr. Sarah Gottfried.
Oh, you're about to say Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss. This comes from WiseMindHealthAndBody.com. I actually have something else I want to talk to you about nutrition. I've been searching for an Olympic weight bar everywhere, and they're expensive. So I think we may get out and, like, have some fun DIY doing, like old 1999 Marky Mark concrete barbells.
You're going to break yourself.
Yeah.
Marky Mark. Feel it.
Hells yeah. Mold! What is it good for?
Absolutely. No, actually, it's good for a lot of things. Like, penicillin comes from mold.
And really bad for a lot of things. Mold. You may not be able to see it or smell it. Yet... I like their font on this website. It's weird, but...
It's big, and you can read it.
It's big, and you can read it, yeah. Yet it may be growing in your home, and the reason you feel sick. Mold poisoning may be impacting your health. How do you know? In this blog, I want to cover mold illness and who is susceptible. In future blogs, I'll cover what to do about it. Most likely, your doctor won't be much help. Go figure. Conventional medicine doesn't really believe that mold exposure is a problem. Plus, it can be difficult to diagnose someone with mold toxicity. It can mimic many other conditions, and symptoms are nonspecific. First, let's start with, what is mold? You bastards! We have to click next, apparently. We may not read this whole article.
2, the lowdown on mold. So, what is mold? Molds are multiple types of fungi that grow in a filament and reproduce by forming tiny spores that sprout and fly away, invisible to the naked eye. Mold grows in damp, warm, humid locations inside and outside. Even if you live in a dry location such as Arizona or Nevada, mold can be a problem if there's water leaks, poorly ventilated bathrooms, or floods. Mold can grow in your bathroom, in the shower head, or in the corner near your shower, especially if the room is not well ventilated. Mold can attach to your shoes, pets, clothes, carpets, furniture, books, and papers. Mold can circulate in your air system, especially if you're like me and rarely change your filters. The recommendation to change is to change HVAC filters once every 2 to 3 months.
Wow.
Overall, water-damaged buildings create a complicated mixture of contaminants present in the air and dust, resulting in toxic chemical stew. Additionally, mold produces toxic chemicals such as
mycotoxins.
I like mycotoxins better.
Your cock is full of toxins.
Present on spores and fragments of mold released into the air. No single toxin is responsible for all mold illness. Rather, it's better to think of the cause as the water damage area or building itself. One recent review connected the sinuses of the common source of ongoing illness.
I didn't realize how long this is. It goes on and on and on. You can read the whole article here. There will be a link in the show notes. Obviously, why is...
Apparently, it's on like 17 pages.
And unfortunately, why are some people more susceptible?
You seem interested in something.
As mentioned by Dr. Schumacher, approximately 24% of the population is genetically vulnerable to mold toxicity.
My cock
toxicity. I have a brain toxicity. They have a certain immune response gene, HLA-DR. If you are one of those people with most susceptibility genes, you are far more likely to have an adverse reaction to mold when exposed to a sufficient quantity. In fact, 95% of mold illness occurs in this subgroup. Additionally, there's a 2% who are particularly susceptible with a sicker quicker variation in the gene. If you aren't susceptible, your chances are lower, but not zero. You can take the next page. Sherry's Berries. I ordered them for Serenity.
Symptoms of mold at what?
You gotta stop reading. Your wife said she needs you outside.
She
MySpace messaged me.
MySpace?
Or Facebook MySpace.
The hell? She called you from like the early aughts?
Yes. Symptoms of mold illness. Memory problems. Brain fog. Trouble with focus and executive function. Fatigue, weakness, post-exercise, malaise, and fatigue, muscle cramping. Numbness and tingling, headache, light sensitivity, tremors, vertigo, lots and lots and lots of weight increase, static shocks. What to do next? Step 1, start learning about mold illness. Step 2, test your home for mold. One of the best tests is called an ERMI, and I suggest you hire an environmental health professional to perform a visual inspection of your home and sample several rooms. You can perform an EMRI on your own at lower price, about $325, but it's only helpful if it's positive, in which case you'll need to hire an environmental professional. So I suggest skip the self-testing. Work with a clinical trained Schumacher protocol. Click here for information. We might not be reading all of this. Free cookbook. Over the past year, my friend Dave at Paleo Hacks has been working on a super secret cookbook project with our friend Peter Serval, a lay cordon bleu trained chef and owner of Pete's Paleo. And today, the new Incredible Paleo Cookbook is finally out. I don't really understand why that's in here. Thanks a lot, guys. Anyway. That is it. Mike is not back in here. I will wrap up the show without him. You can read the whole list here. It got off track, and it's on too many pages. I don't like that. So, this is James from Swell Punk Podcast, and Couch Potato Mike is outside. DIY to survive, you guys.